Greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Near Shore Radio. My name is John.
What would it be like to live upstairs or work downstairs in a Victorian castle? We're given a glimpse through the stories of Downton Abbey, written by Julian Fellow, born 17 August 1949.
I mean, I came, I suppose, from the sort of bottom of the top. We didn't have much money. My grandfather was a younger son. And what, in a way, gave me a sort of look at all this stuff.
Julian Fellowes lives in Dorset, England, in a house built in 1633 on 50 acres. Not bad.
Yes, I mean, of course, the British press has only basically got two pasts for you. Either you grow up in a palace with 27 servants,
right,
or you grow up under a sheet of corrugated iron somewhere on the M1. They don't really have anything in between that. But most people are in between that.
Julian Fellowes has been quoted as saying, "There is almost nothing in your house that does not tell something about you." I don't know about you, but I may be in trouble.
You write a line by someone who knows how to do it. And, you know, I think she is wonderful to write for. She's very rewarding to write for because she doesn't miss a trick.
There's nothing simpler than avoiding people you don't like. Avoiding one's friends, that's the real test.
I wonder you don't just set fire to the Abbey and dance round it, painted with woad and howling.
Julian Fellowes recalls his father's advice that if you're born in a generation which must earn a living, then you might as well do something amusing.
But my father came from one of those families, you know, a minor one, and my mother did not. My mother was the daughter of a civil servant.
That's it for the Julian Fellowes Downton Abbey birthday show. This is John Sievertson saying, you might live upstairs in the manor house, but it's those of us that toil downstairs that make the manor house work.
Is this an instrument of communication or torture?
Where the fog is about to clear, Near Shore Radio.